Campbell River Christian School has responded to criminal charges against former employee Jeffrey Falk. On October 28, Campbell River RCMP announced Falk was charged with possession of child pornography after an investigation. It began in May after receiving information from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. "We are deeply saddened by the recent criminal charges brought against a former member of our staff," read a press release sent to the Mirror after inquiries for a statement. "Jeffrey Falk left the employment of CRCS on the same day we were made aware of the investigation by the RCMP in July 2025. This news is painful for our entire school community, and we recognize the concern and grief it brings to families, students, and staff alike. As a Christian school, we do understand that sin and brokenness exist in the world, yet we want to be unequivocally clear. We do not condone this behavior in any form. The protection and well-being of children are paramount. We commend the RCMP for their diligent work in investigating and addressing this matter. Their commitment to justice and child safety is essential, and we are grateful for their service." The school says staff and families were informed of the active investigations and conditions that were placed on Falk before the first day of school in August. Falk was a teacher and the athletics director at the school. "In cooperation with the RCMP, this was all that we were at liberty to disclose." According to the release, the school shared information with families and staff as information has been made available. Now that they know the full extent of the charges, CRCS says they will provide additional resources and guidance on safe internet use for children and adults, encourage open dialogue around personal struggles, accountability, and digital boundaries. Additionally, the CRCS board and administration have reviewed its policies regarding child protection and community standards. "We will continue to be diligent in our hiring, screening, and supervision protocols to ensure they reflect best practices in child protection and staff conduct. This has been an active process for the life of the school," reads the release. "We remain committed to walking with our community through this, offering pastoral care and professional counseling recommendations if needed. We understand the gravity of this situation and the impact it has on our community. Our leadership is committed to transparency, compassion, and continuous improvement."